Welcome to Shomach Shavan and Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lignishmas, Ram Yaakov Shalom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basra, Daf Tzadik Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks about Shmorim that someone put it in water, meaning sediment, he put water on top of it. The question is if this water has a din of wine. So says the Gemara that if he put in 3 cups of water and came out 4 cups, so then for sure it's wine. So the Gemara Rava le time. Rava goes le shitosoi. Toma Rava kol chamro de lo yidori al chat las mayo lav chamro. Any wine that doesn't have, that you don't dilute it with 3 portions of water, connected every portion of wine, it's not the wine. Meaning the way the wine is 1/4 wine and 3/4 water. And therefore, if you put water into sediment and you add another quarter, that's exactly the regular way of wine. Toises and many of the Rishonim ask that there's a mashmos in other Gemaras that the amount of water you include in wine is not 3 portions per one, but 2 portions per one, meaning the final result is not going to be 3/4 water and 1/4 wine, but 2/3 water and 1/3 wine. Toises brings a raya of the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says the Sanhedrin should always have at least 1/3 of Sanhedrin stay in place. And how we know that? Because it says, al yechsar hamozik, that you should never have less than the mozik. What's the mozik? The mizug, the dilution, meaning the original is wine, is 1/3, and on that you add 2/3 of water, so you're saying don't have at least the 1/3. So mashma, the amount of water you put into wine is 2 portions per one, not 3 per 1. So this brings a few answers. The Ramban and the Ran both answer. They say, of course, regular wine, you put 2 portions of water connected to every portion of wine. It's going to be, in the end of the day, 2/3 water, 1/3 wine. So what is the Gemara here saying, 3/4 and 1/4? That is the maximum amount. Meaning the standard is 2 portions of water, 1 portion of wine. But every wine should be able to handle even 3 portions of water. That if you put 3 portions of water connected, it's still not going to be 100% diluted. It's still going to be drinkable as wine. So two portions is the normal. 3 portions is the max that's supposed to still be okay. And that's what the Gemara says over here. That if you put in a sediment, water, and you have now 1 portion of wine and 3 portions of water, it has a din of wine, l'gabei truma. And this concept connects very strongly into the sugya of dilution, al pi machshava. And we'll start with the Vilna Goyen in the Yoel Or Parshas Pinchas, Daf Reish Nun Vav Amud Aleph, a very famous Vilna Goyen that we spoke about in Masechet Sukkah. And the Goyen there says that we always want to double the chasodim over the dinim. Din is judgment, it's gvura. Chesed is the shefa of good things. We want to do what's called mituk hadini. Mituk hadini means they want to take din, and we want to make it mimutuk, we want to sweeten it up. So we double chesed over din. And the Vilna Gaon goes on to say over there, that's the avoid of sukkahs. Chag sukkahs, what we're trying to do is take the dinim that came from Yomim Noroim and sweeten it up by going into the sukkah. So how do you sweeten it up? So here he says the Vilna Gaon like this. Take the example of wine. Wine is connected to din, connected to gevur. Water is connected chesed. How much water you need to put to dilute the wine, which means to matik the dinim? It says the ikar mizug is 2 connected 1. 2 portions of water connected 1 portion of wine. So therefore, we always double the chesed over the gevura, the same way by wine you double water over wine. And with that, it goes on to say, oh, Cheshvan, which we're not going to go into right now, but he explains that when we do na'anuim in Chag HaSukkos and Halil, so we do na'anuim in Hoidu la'Hashem ki to'iv ki lo'ilum chasdoi, that's chesed. We do that twice, one in the middle of Halil, one towards the end of Halil. And in the middle, we do na'anuim in Ona HaShem Hoishiyano. Ona HaShem Hoishiyano is the din. Hoidu la'Hashem ki to'iv ki lo'ilum chasdoi is the chesed. So you do chesed before and after. And also you have the double, chesed is twice, and din is only once. And he goes on to say that today, that we do honor Hashem with Shirino twice, so that's why the chazan adds another na'anuim in before, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, he does hoidu la'Hashem and by yorim reino. Because you always want the chesed to be double what the gvur is. And Ayin Sham, the whole cheshbin, mamash a gevaldik a cheshbin. And this is also the same thing we do now in the Moed in Rosh Hashanah. Because the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah has brought down all the Sfarim we can bring here in the Maariv Mekoymis. We're bringing the Shlo that says it. That how they work with the Shofar. Shofar is Tkiot. Kio is Midas HaChesed. And then you have in the middle the Shvarim or Chuo, which is different types of Din. And then you conclude with another Tkiot, which is Chesed. So you have Chesed before and after. And in the middle you have Chuo, which is Din. So you surround the Din with Chesed before and after, and you double it. So it comes out based on what the Vilna Gaon is telling us. Is this is based on the fact that wine is diluted two portions to one. What about our Gemara that we say three portions to one? So according to the Ramban and the Ran, it works very well. Because the Ikar wine is to do two portions to one. But it should be able to handle three portions to one. And as I saw a very nice remez to it, this is based on the Arizal, even though the Arizal doesn't speak about it, like this Inyan. What is the Gematria of Chesed? The Gematria of Chesed is 72. What is the Gematria of Gvura, which is Dinim, is 216. What's known in Kabbalah as Rayu. 216 is exactly 3 times Chesed. Gvura is 3 times Chesed. Which means Gvura can handle up to 3 times Chesed. And with this we get to the big Yesoi. The big Yesoi comes out in many of the Sfarim. And one can ask, if we want to come and just dilute the din, just do more. Let's add more chasadim. Why we do only 2 or maximum 3? Why don't we do more? But the answer is we're not trying to get rid of din. The whole world is world of midas din. The whole sechar has to do with din, as we'll see in the next year. Din is very important. We just want to be mimatic the din. We want to dilute it. We make it a little easier to accept. So then we say the way you dilute the din, you make it easier, is either 2 times or 3 times max, not more than that. The same idea by wine. I don't want to get rid of the wine. I want to have wine. I just want to dilute it and make it a little more tasteful. And that's what we handle with Amtokas Adinim. That's the remuzim that we have, that the dilution of wine is compared to how you take a din, make it memutok, make it sweet. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.